This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump said that he looks forward to an impeachment hearing in the U.S. Senate and was not targeting former Vice President Biden and his son Hunter when he held up military aid from Ukraine. We get more from AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Does President Trump think he'll be impeached?
I think it's very hard for them to impeach you when they have absolutely nothing.
The president says if the House does impeach him, he'd welcome a trial in the Senate.
I want a trial. You know, I could think I could have it.
And he says this has been good for his poll numbers in the swing states.
I'm way up in every one of them because of the impeachment thing.
The president told Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends he was trying to root out corruption in Ukraine when he withheld nearly $400 million in aid over the summer. Rita Foley, Washington.
A former CIA case agent has been sentenced to 19 years in prison for an espionage conspiracy with China. We get more from AP's Shelley Adler.
55-year-old Jerry Chongqing Lee has been sentenced in federal court in Alexandria after his guilty plea earlier this year to conspiracy to commit espionage. Prosecutors say Chinese intelligence officers gave Lee more than $840,000 and that Lee likely gave them all the information he had from a 13-year career as a CIA case officer. They wanted a prison term of over 20 years. Defense lawyers who wanted 10 years say the government never showed that the money came from China or that Lee ever carried out any plans to deliver government secrets. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Optimism about trade talks between the U.S. and China sent stock prices higher on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials added 0.39%, while the S&P was up by 0.22%. The NASDAQ gained 0.16%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi security forces killed four people on Friday as they opened fire and launched tear gas at protesters on a central Baghdad bridge. Two people died from bullet wounds. Two others died from tear gas canisters launched directly at their heads. Reports say at least 61 other people were injured. As many as 330 people have been killed since the start of mass unrest in Baghdad and southern Iraq in early October. Protesters are demanding the overthrow of a political class they see as corrupt and serving foreign powers, while many Iraqis languish in poverty without jobs, health care, or education. A former Boston College student pleaded not guilty Friday to involuntary manslaughter on allegations that she encouraged her boyfriend to take his own life. In Young Yu appeared in Suffolk County Superior Court in Boston after returning to the United States from South Korea, where she had been since the charges were announced in October. Prosecutors say she tormented her former boyfriend, Alexander Ertula, with thousands of text messages in the final months of their relationship, including several messages that included the phrase, "Go kill yourself." Rachel Rollins is the Suffolk County District Attorney.
We believe that we are starting the long process of holding this person accountable for what we would say is egregious and reckless behavior.
Stephen Kim is In Young Yu's defense attorney.
To further punish the young woman who loved this man would only compound the tragedy that already exists.
Alex Ertula leapt to his death from a parking garage in Boston on May 20th, the day of his college graduation. Pope Francis heads to Japan Saturday after stopping in Thailand to encourage that country's minority Catholic community. AP's Walter Ratliff reports.
Pope Francis ministered to Thailand's tiny Catholic community Friday, encouraging Thais young and old in the overwhelmingly Buddhist country. His visit was the first time in a generation that Thais have seen a pope up close. John Paul II became the first pope to visit Thailand in 1984. There are about 400,000 Catholics in Thailand, out of a population of 65 million. At an interfaith meeting, Francis highlighted care for the poor and the environment as areas where Catholics can cooperate with Buddhists, Muslims, Sikhs, and members of other Christian denominations. Francis leaves Saturday for Japan for the second and final leg of his trip. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And the World Athletics Council suspended the reinstatement process of Russia's Athletics Federation, pending the resolution of charges imposed on the body by the Athletics Integrity Unit. Russia's Athletics Federation has been suspended since 2015 over a doping scandal. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.